This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I'm so glad you're along with me today, and I'm so glad you're joining me because I have this dear lady with me. I love her. I've loved her for years. I've watched her grow up, basically, and she's this beautiful wife, mom, and lovely friend, sister, daughter, aunt, and everything. Kelsey Herbert, welcome.
You are so kind, Melissa. I mean, that introduction, wow. But you're so right about how this is a relationship that's taken place for years.
Yes. Years.
Which is amazing. And I just have looked up to you and just the woman you are and heart for the Lord and your desire to do ministry. So for you to say that about me is very kind and means so much.
Oh, sister, it's easy for sure. So you do such a great job of counseling people. I mean, that's what you do. Tell us about the work you do in counseling in that setting.
Absolutely. So I have had a beautiful opportunity to both be a mental health counselor and also a volleyball coach. And here's what I've learned, Melissa.
Come on.
Those two things overlap.
Really?
More often than you would think. There are so many times where I'm using my counseling skills within coaching.
Yes.
Or even my coaching skills within counseling. But what I think is so beautiful is that all falls under the umbrella of ministry.
Yes. And it tells me that you can do more than one thing and feel fulfilled. I couldn't do just one thing. It might appear that I'm just here on the radio doing this, but I'm also the CEO and president of the network and speaking and being a part of other non-for-profits, helping them. It fulfills me being used by God to my fullest.
Yes.
And so I think I want to say that to women today, too. You might feel like someone's saying you can't do anything else. If God is calling you to do another thing, not to add to your plate, to make you busier. This is not busy work.
Yes.
It's about doing the calling that God has for you. Can you speak to that when someone says,
yes,
should I do that? I don't know if I'm good enough.
Oh, that question right there.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if I'm good enough.
Yes.
Am I good enough? Well, I think it's really important that we start with that the answer is yes.
Yes.
You are good enough because He is good.
Come on.
And if the Spirit is living within you, He will equip you to do whatever it is that He has called you to. And sometimes we get called to something that excites us and we're super passionate about and it's an easy yes. There's other times that those calls maybe scare us.
Yes.
A little bit. But the reality is that's when we have to really lean into Him.
Mm.
So I don't think it's by accident that He asks us to do those types of things because we build our trust.
Yes. I think we need to talk about that today because I'm sure that there are not just one woman, but women that need to hear today. I'm feeling worthless, devalued because someone said something or ignored me or looked past me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just wondering, where's my place? You could be doing a job that's not your favorite, but maybe God's fulfillment and the passion in your life is in something else outside of that. Maybe it's volunteering for a non-for-profit. Maybe it's helping seniors. Maybe it's helping kids. Maybe it's giving somewhere. There is so much that you have to give. You are so valuable. I want you to feel that.
Yes, 100%. I couldn't have said it any better than that. And just really being able to say, okay, where does God have me?
Yes.
What opportunities are before me even today?
Mm.
You know, sometimes we can get really focused on the future of what is God going to do with my life? But wherever you are today, how can you be present in a way that allows you to see those opportunities that God may have right before your eyes right here, right now?
Ooh, that is so good. I'm just feeling someone going, I needed that.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to hear that. We want you to know how loved you are, how deeply loved you are by God. No matter what man says, what people say, what the enemy's trying to whisper in your ears, he's a liar and he's a fake and a bluff.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, you are mine. You're chosen. You're called by me. I love you. I've instilled in you values and gifts that are to be used on this planet. He wouldn't give you something to use and then not let you use it.
Mm-hmm.
So let Him use you. Ask Him to show you, and I believe He will, don't you?
I absolutely believe that too.
We want you to be encouraged today. Kelsey Herber, thank you, my friend.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. We're here to love you and encourage you. And on my Conversations link, we're going to put some scriptures there and some verses that will encourage you, that maybe will allow you to take that step of faith and say, okay, God, here I am, and He will use you.